I'm Sharon Betters, and you are listening to the Daily Treasure Podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries, and it's our vision at Mark Inc. to offer help and hope, especially to hurting people. So today's devotional is called The Tip of the Iceberg, and today's treasure is from John 21, verse 25. Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. As I finish up this last week of the Easter series, I feel a little like John must have felt when he closed the Gospel of John with these words, John 21, 25. Now there were also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Friends, we have only touched the tip of the iceberg of the lives of the women of the resurrection. Let their stories inspire you to follow Jesus and live with confidence on those days when you feel too helpless to know the power of the resurrection. Join the visible church of Jesus Christ tomorrow by whatever means you can. Soak up the joy of the resurrection and go and tell that Jesus is alive. Throughout my growing up years, my father would wake up the older children early on Easter Sunday and tell us to get ready to go to the Easter sunrise service. My mother typically stayed home with the babies, but often I would find the new pair of nylons, remember those? Outside my bedroom door. There was never a note, but I knew this gift was a symbol of my mother's love in a time when money was very tight. Don't remember a lot of sunny sunrises, but rather gray, sometimes misty Easter mornings. Though we had no instrumental accompaniment, we sang the great Christian hymns declaring the joy of the resurrection. Later, we joined the larger congregation for a jubilant Easter worship service that always included exuberant singing of Up from the Grave He Arose. As you prepare for Easter worship, Google the Charles Wesley hymn, Christ the Lord is Risen Today. Turn up the volume and join the women of the resurrection who gladly told others, He is risen. Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, Hallelujah. Raise your joys and triumphs high, Alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth reply, Alleluia. Lives again our glorious King, Alleluia. Where, O death, is now thy sting, Alleluia. Once he died our souls to save, Alleluia. Where thy victory, O grave, Hallelujah. Love's redeeming work is done, Hallelujah. Fought the fight, the battle won, Hallelujah. Death in vain forbids his rise, Hallelujah. Christ hath opened paradise, Hallelujah. Soar we now where Christ hath led, Hallelujah. Following our exalted head, Hallelujah. Made like him we rise, Hallelujah. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies, Hallelujah. Hail the Lord of earth and heaven, Hallelujah. Praise to thee by both be given, Hallelujah. There we greet triumphant now, Hallelujah. Hail the resurrection thou, Hallelujah. King of glory, soul of bliss, Hallelujah. Everlasting life is this, Hallelujah. Thee to know, thy power to prove, Hallelujah. Thus to sing and thus to love, Hallelujah. Christ the Lord is risen today. Written by Charles Wesley, 1739. And oh, Father, thank you for this day of glorious victory. Thank you that we not only experience resurrection power when you breathe life into our dead souls, but we can experience that same power in our everyday lives. Hallelujah. He is risen.
Well, friends, as we are finishing up our journey to Easter, I hope that you plan to be with family and friends to celebrate, join with your covenant family, your church family, to celebrate this most incredible day of our year, of our lives, really, Resurrection Day, Resurrection Sunday. It's one of my most favorite days of the year. It seems appropriate that as we finish up our journey to Easter, that the conversation, the Help and Hope podcast I want to introduce you to this week is called Breaking the Chains of Sexual Abuse, a conversation with Tom Stewart. I know that maybe you would much rather be thinking about chocolate Easter bunnies and Easter baskets and Easter egg hunts. And I get that. And that's hopefully part of our lives in very special ways as we gather with family. But I don't think Easter would be complete without remembering the incredible light of Jesus that goes into the darkest, darkest corners of humanity. And I believe that sexual abuse is one of those dark corners. I know you've heard the news stories, you've read the headlines, and each word drives the sword deeper into the hearts of those who love and protect their children. Maybe you are one of those who has been abused and broken by sexual abuse. Well, Tom Stewart experienced a decade of sexual abuse throughout his childhood, and it was done by his scout leader. His story is not easy to hear, but he pulls back the shades on decades of the cover-up of horrific sexual abuse in a highly respected organization, the Boy Scouts of America. In this transparent interview, Tom not only shares his story, but helps equip listeners to see the signs of abuse, the pathway to healing from abuse, and the enormous battle that sexual abuse causes in the heart of a child and into adulthood. Through Tom's sometimes excruciating words, other victims of abuse will hear a resounding declaration of help and hope, no matter how shattered by the actions of another. Tom is an author. He has written about his story. His name is Tom Stewart, and I hope that you will go to markinc.org, markinc.org, click the Help and Hope link, and look for our conversation with Tom Stewart called Breaking the Chains of Sexual Abuse, A Conversation with Tom Stewart. I'm Sharon Betters. Thanks so much for joining us, and I pray that tomorrow will be a day of celebration and a day of gathering with other believers who are celebrating with you the great resurrection of our precious Savior. I look forward to being with you tomorrow.